Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. And, you know, as such, I was a player once and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we'll focus on the draft here today.
That is San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch talking about, well, one of those young veteran wide receiver targets, one of those ideas that has been talked about, Brandon Ayuk, a young, excellent player, like really number one caliber receiver on your team, this excellent player. And he's due a contract coming up here, wants a raise. They've already committed. You heard Lynch there mentioned Debo Samuel. There was a lot of talk that was going to end in a trade. They ended up getting him signed to an extension, but his extension and the contract they're paying to George Kittle and the contract they're paying to Christian McCaffrey, recognizing that only one of those three players there, Samuel, Kittle, McCaffrey, are actual wide receivers. Do they want to pay another receiver top dollar right now? With already the commitment to Debo Samuel. That's why, like, once we had a couple of years ago, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown, am I forgetting anyone of the big kingpin receivers that got moved? Once guys like that got moved on draft day or around the draft, or even, well, I think the Hill and Adams moves were maybe more than a month in advance of the draft. Anyway, you started looking, okay, who's due a contract? And what's their situation? Where are they on their trying to win curve? Where are they on paying players at that position and trying to find matches for guys you might be able to find that are available that you maybe weren't thinking? Because I don't remember two springs ago spending 2 seconds thinking about the Chiefs trading Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams. I mean, there was drama there because of Rodgers and what was ultimately going to end up happening there. He ended up staying, and they still traded Devontae Adams anyway, and so that was, you know, kind of a surprise. But nonetheless, like, there's a sort of a blueprint now for, you know, is there not? Can I get that guy out of there? The hitch with an Ayuk trade, to me, is it probably costs you your first-round pick to make the trade. It's the Diggs trade from 4 years ago you're talking about. So it's going to cost you a premium asset, and you're right there now to pay the big contract. And you just got out from under a big receiver contract. Like, I'm not telling you shouldn't be willing to pay receivers. It's a premium position. And I wonder if the Bills might prefer to go younger / cheaper and see if they can make it work and stave off having to give a receiver, you know, the $25 million a year or whatever, close to $30 million a year, which is the going rate. So, but that's an idea. That's a space on the board, right? Use that pick on a proven performer. It doesn't cost you as much in assets. I mean, it's going to cost you your first-round pick, but it's not going to cost you next year's one and a two and all the stuff that the big trade up the board in the draft actually would cost you. But it costs you the salary cap and, you know, cash, paying a star player contract. 803-0550 is the number. I'm open to that. It's not my favorite idea because of the money initially, but that's a great player. I mean, that is, Brandon Ayuk is a fantastic football player. Eddie is first up this segment at 803-0550. Hi, Eddie. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Bulldog, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hope you enjoyed the hockey all weekend.
I sure did.
Can I just hit a point on that before we get to the draft?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you think the past 8 years of Leafdome is more painful than the last 8 years the Sabres have dealt with?
No chance.
They get their regular season, I know, but it's really almost like the Buffalo Bills North. Like, you're going to get to the playoffs every year, but we are going to break your heart. I mean, I watched that game Saturday night. I don't know what they're going to do, but unbelievable amount of talent.
Yep.
To have kind of every year the same story be told. But onto the draft, which, I don't know, man, these simulators, they are – can you get the little AI on the simulators, please? Because there's no way that these things are legit in any fashion, okay? I went out of the draft the other day with Leggett. I had McConkie. I had an edge rusher. I had a DT. I had two first-round picks acquired from other teams. I mean, it's so unrealistic. You can't even, like, you know, pretend to get an idea. The best thing you can do is see how players are moving. And my favorite player has been dropping and dropping on all of the websites that have – any type of grading on these players. And Xavier Leggett was around 60. People were barely talking about him. Then he got into that 40 range. Now he's in the top 30 range. The closer we get to Thursday, my favorite guy keeps getting love from all of these sites. And my goal would be to definitely wait to 28. If McDermott, I mean, if being really one of the guys he loves, to me, A.D. Mitchell and Brian Thomas are very similar. That's just, I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of that mid-group that, you're getting a little risk. You might get the guy. I definitely wouldn't want to trade resources for him. My goal would be stay with one, come up with four guys you really like, pick one at 28. I want to use that second round next year, and whatever we could do to get into the top 45. Because the drop, the run that seems to start right around 30 to 35, and then by 45 to 50, you're now top 100 receiver. Like you're
yeah, right.
You know, thanks, but Xavier Leggett, that's the guy I want.
That's your name. All right, thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that very much. I've crushed on him at times. I don't know what the value is on him. There's a lot of variety on that, and as you're saying, like, it seems like he's maybe creeping up as you get closer, but I have felt mostly like choosing him at 28 would be reaching. Like, it's just too soon to pick him. So, you know, if we're going to parse, like, asset management, I think you don't want to reach for a guy. Recognize, of course, the Bills would have, you know, if they've got a first-round grade on them, they might be one of the few teams that does. But if they do, then, they're going to tell you they're not reaching. But the consensus is that that's a day-two pick, Leggett. So zeroing in on him at 28, I mean, I'd be stunned if he weren't there at 28. But I guess I want to say I'd also be stunned if they picked him at 28. I think that's it's a decent idea. He's an intriguing player. I like his size, his physicality. The comparisons to A.J. Brown should make you drool. I mean, I'm as susceptible to that as anyone. But you wonder about whether or not there was consistent enough production. Did the light just go on, you know, recently for him? And is it going to stay on? Or is he now at his ceiling? Like, did it take him 4 years to get to what he was last year at South Carolina? But there's no more growth there. There's a lot to wonder about with him, I think.
Yeah, I bring up the age thing a lot with him.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's 23, and it's not anything crazy, but I do think it is something to look at of, like, were you a 23-year-old dominating 19, 20-year-olds in college? It took a long time. I think until proven otherwise, I just feel like he's going to be taken right at the top of the second round, Carolina. They don't have a first-round pick. They have a desperate need at wide receiver.
Right.
He offers the potential. I think once McConkie kind of became this guy that, like, you know, he would fit for the Chiefs, he would fit for San Francisco, he'd fit for Buffalo. Like, I feel like McConkie's going to go in round one, and Leggett just won't be there. Like, even if they trade back into round two, he just won't be there.
Yeah, the point about Carolina, he's talked a lot about. I mean, he played at South Carolina, and he's talked about the visits there, and like I guess that's one of those matches that seems like it's maybe been made. The player seems
it
to
just works,
be
yeah.
very open to the idea of going there. So yeah, he just might be one of these guys that's kind of in. Like he's not worth the pick you have. You don't really have a pick where he's probably going to fall, and so what do? You know, you're sort of stuck. I kind of agree with you about Brian Thomas Jr. and A.D. Mitchell. Height-wise, speed-wise, they're very comparable. Thomas, of course, had the big touchdown year. Mitchell has, you know, a certain reputation for not, you know, going all out all the time and taking plays off when he suspects or believes that the play isn't coming his direction. You know, the more we go through this, the more I'm reading about how commonplace that is in college, because some of the offenses that just are so quick, you know, like, oh, well, this is going to the other side of the field, so I'm not even going to really dig in here. If I had, I'm open to either guy, but if you're telling me, like, Mitchell mostly has been mocked to the Bills at 28, I see. Thomas Jr. is usually somewhere between 15 and 20 is where I see him. If I, all things being equal, I've got a shot. There's a team on the phone, you know, Indianapolis, whoever. I don't have the order memorized. I do have it open here on one of my windows here, but someone wants to get out of there. I know Indy's at 15, Seattle, Jacksonville, somewhere in the teens, right? I gotta make a move up, and I can get Brian Thomas Jr. or I can stay put and draft A.D. Mitchell. I think I might just flip the coin and say I'll stay put and take A.D. Mitchell. Now, I know you're not going to know that sitting there if you're talking to somebody, you know, an hour and a half before your pick and, you know, you got an opportunity to move up. But I feel like they're comparable enough that I would rather not pay the extra for A.D. Mitchell.
I think that's where I'm at. I mean, like, obviously I'm a Texas guy. I've kind of fallen in love with A.D. Mitchell as a prospect. But, like, even the stuff that came out last week about him being a type 1 diabetic and kind of being a little loose in when he actually takes his insulin and stuff like that, I could see I just vividly see the Bills convincing themselves that, like, but we get him in our building, he's right. going to be perfect. Yeah. And they wouldn't be wrong to believe that. You've been one of the better organizations in the NFL. I feel like they would look at A.D. Mitchell and go, if everything works out well, you know, guys like Greg Cosell are like, in 2 years, he's a top 10 wide receiver in football. I could see the Bills falling in love with it and just being like, we'll just sit back. And I think along with it, too, the idea of trading back, I don't really know how it works. I think five, maybe six quarterbacks are taken in round one. I don't really know any of the teams that are high enough up for you to want to trade up will be there. And I think there is always a fear of just like, does the run happen as the Bills move back? Because if they get like a pick at like 45, we already talked about Carolina could go get Leggett.
Right.
And then how many other guys go, and all of a sudden your big receiver's Javon Baker at like 45, 50, and you're sitting there going, I like the player, but he's our one now?
I'm not sure that there's the potential to build a fear bunker effective enough to contain the level of anxiety I think I and a lot of Bills fans would be having if they found a trade down on Thursday and got out of there. And, you know, wait, put their first pick off until set and got paid, whatever, pick up a second, pick up a third, whatever it is, you know, okay, I've got extra assets now, and now I'm going to sit here in front of the TV, it's almost midnight, I'm waiting for round one of the draft to end, and oh, here come the Baltimore Ravens to make a pick. Oh, and here come the Kansas City Chiefs to make a pick, and they're grabbing these receivers, and I'm sitting here going, that is terrifying to me. And I just have a feeling that Brandon Bean is a similar approach, like doesn't want to be sitting there, especially those two teams grabbing guys that we've been talking about and that we feel could help the Bills. I mean, I know they'd be getting out of there with a clear conscience, right? We don't like these guys. I mean, right or wrong, any guy the Chiefs take turns into the guy you should have picked.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, immediately, you like, get like a like, bad feeling. You're like,
I don't really like Ladd McConkey. I feel like it's too much of a slot. I'm not sure. Oh, the Chiefs took him? Oh, my God. They just drafted Steve Largent. Like that's what's going to happen, I think. And, you know, just be ready. I'm not saying that's a reason to not trade down. It's a reason I'm scared of trading down. Okay, that just so I can be clear. 803-0550 is the number. Big, bold trade up, moderate trade up, trade for a veteran, stay put, trade back. What do you want to do here? What's your level of concern with the Bills receiver room? 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is out today along with Zach Jones. Thanks for listening to WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.